Now, Chew On This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnuin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You know, we've all heard that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, according to a study published last week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, research supports this statement. People who enjoy an apple a day require less medication than non-apple eaters. Research at the University of Nottingham also found that those who eat 5 apples per week have lower respiratory problems, including asthma. In another study, Johns Hopkins found that an apple reduces bad cholesterol and increases good cholesterol. So there you have it. The old saying is true. Kim, you and I discuss so many healthy foods. Where do apples rank on your list?
Oh, this is so good to hear, because we are big apple eaters in our household, so I was very excited to hear that. And the amazing thing, too, is apples can also prevent tooth decay. So the juice of the apples have properties that can kill up to 80% of bacteria in your mouth.
Great. So Kim, you're saying
not only is it good for your health, it's good for your teeth, too.
So, Kim, we can add then an apple a day keeps the dentist away. Why is that
exactly
not well known? That's a new statement. No, that is true. And actually, and bacteria is a leading culprit of cavities and bad breath. So instead of that mint, why don't you chew on an apple? That makes sense. What I love, Kim, about apples is they're low in calories, but they have natural sugars. So they really make a great alternative when you're craving candy or chocolate. And because they have pectin, it's a great source of fiber. But one thing I want to stress out there is don't peel an apple and throw that peel away. The skin has 8 times the antioxidants than the inside. So, you know,
right. And they're so good for you, too. It's, you know, and the important thing is, besides, you know, if we're talking about good health, to keep the apples in the best way possible is eating organic, because the average conventionally grown apple has more pesticide residue on them than any other fruit or vegetable. So here it shows how important it is to eat organic.
Yeah, so I know there's few that you don't have to worry much about, but I have heard that apples, number one on the list, always choose organic. That makes a lot of sense. I have some great apple trivia. Let's get to the core of things here, Kim. The first one, I would have never guessed. Let's see how you do on this one. How many variety of apples are grown in the United States? What would you guess, Kim?
I'm probably going to be way too low, but like maybe 8.
So 8 variety of different apples, so you'd pick 8. And I mean, I would have picked. I would have picked maybe 100, but that's stretching it. You ready for the answer?
Okay,
2,500 varieties of apples grown in the United States.
Oh my God! I had no idea.
2,000. I didn't either. That was like, I would have really stretched it at 100, but wow, that is a lot of choices. But realize not all apple varieties are equally as nutritious. Folks, number one healthiest apple, called the Pink Lady variety. A close second is Red Delicious brand, followed by Ida Red. So if you can pick those three, they're actually the most nutritious. Another apple trivia, apples, this one I did know, apples are a member of the rose family. Did you know that, Kim?
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, the rose. And you know, but let me stress now that we've stated that fact, men, don't let that tidbit of info give you some free rein here to get your wife's a dozen apples on Valentine's Day to save money on roses. I can hear
him
now.
Honey,
oh, honey.
Here's some pink ladies for you.
Yeah, she'll say, here's some pink ladies for you. And you're like, well, that's not what I'm talking about. That'd be funny if everyone's exchanging apples.
Exactly.
Hey, last trivia. How many years does it take for an apple tree to produce their fruit, their first fruit?
Ooh, that's amazing. It's probably a few years, I would imagine.
Yeah, I thought it'd be about 2 years. It's actually 5 years. I didn't think it was that long. So, yeah, so we can really appreciate apples for not only what they do for us, but how long it takes to get there. So that's great. Let's go to our next health news. Comes from Prevention Magazine. They've shared common items that cause females to go into menopause 4 years earlier. Some of the culprits include perfumes, makeup, even foods that come in plastic packaging, like frozen meals, yogurt, or plastic jars of pretzels. The most shocking statement, the lead researcher of this PLOS One study said, quote, the negative effects of these chemicals are more profound than smoking. Wow. Kim, I know you have 20 more years before you have to worry about the M word, but getting there 4 years sooner doesn't sound too promising.
No, it's not something I'm looking forward to. And then having it come early is definitely not anything fun. But, you know, this doesn't really surprise me because, you know, you're adding up all of these chemicals. And even if there is tiny amounts of chemicals in everything that you're putting in your body or on your body, it's adding up every single day. So that's accumulating over time. And think of how many different chemicals. You know, we've talked about this before mm-hmm. with PCBs and pesticides and phthalates and how they're in so many products that we use every single day. It really is alarming.
Oh, yeah. And phthalates, you know, interesting. They're in even medications, nutritional supplements, makeup, food products. I mean, they're everywhere. Some companies list this. So if you actually see that on the label, run from it. But a lot of them don't. But let me spell the word phthalate. It's P-H-T-H-L-A-T-E. So the P-H is silent. So look for that P-H word and then run. You know, you can look at companies that make natural chemical-free products. I know a few you've mentioned in all your books. You've been really good with guiding us. One is Burt's Bees. What do you think of that company, Kim?
Yeah, I think that's important because when you look for companies that are doing something good for the planet, you know, a lot of people are, they think that there's nothing out there, but there are really amazing companies, and Burt's Bees is one of them that, you know, try to have the best possible products for us and keep us healthy and beautiful along the way. But, you know, you're right. It's when you see, you know, fragrances and perfumes and cosmetics and soap and lotions, that's a little culprit there, that there's chemicals in there that, you know, we shouldn't be putting on our body.
Right.
So be careful with that. And luckily, some plastic, you can see that they may have, you know, BPA-free, or they'll give you an idea if it's safe to use. But we've talked about how using glass is also a really good way to cook food or store it.
You and I have shared one of our pet peeves is those people who do eat healthy, and then they put this healthy food in a plastic container and nuke it in the microwave, and of course then they're infecting, they're contaminating the food.
Exactly. So yeah, there goes your healthy food down the drain. Yeah, that's one of my biggest things is telling people not to reheat things in plastic containers, because it's just, you know, it heats up, it's going to leach into your food, and all bets are off there.
Exactly. And I want to mention that one more chemical that causes early menopause they mentioned in this study was bisphenol A. And one unusual place, Ken, that people don't realize this chemical is on, is receipts that you get from cashiers and ATM machines. And to protect yourself, wash your hands after handing the receipts and don't put them in your wallet, because here's what happens. Those chemicals transfer to your money or your credit cards, and when you reach for those, you expose yourself to those chemicals. Kim, I was at a store last week and I saw this lady put her receipt in her mouth while she's going through her purse. It was
right in her mouth. You know about it, you're probably having a heart attack.
Yeah, and you know, solution that I recommend is take a picture of the receipt on your cell phone for your records and have the cashier toss the receipt in the trash. And stores honor photocopies. And plus, it's great for your records. You can keep right there a little folder in your iPhone or your smartphone.
It is a great idea. You know, my ATM does the same thing. When I go to the ATM, it'll tell you, do you want to email your receipt? And I always do that. I never knew that was actually protecting my health from not getting that receipt out there. So that's going to stick with me. I'm going to remember that one.
Great. In the minute we have left, any other proactive measures females can take to avoid exposure of these hormones, you know, these destructive chemicals?
You know, I just think it's really important to, you know, not only are you eating healthy, but, you know, this goes back too to, you know, the apples, making sure you're eating organic. You know, check out the Dirty Dozen, because every year they update the list and they'll tell you, you know, some fruits and vegetables that you should be eating organic that are important, and ones that you can, you know, kind of get away without eating organic.
Yeah, and you bring a good point. When people think organic, they say, I know pesticides and, you know, it's just healthier, but you're also getting rid of these chemicals that are listed in this article, or sprays, or even manufacturing. So you're right. Really look to organic. It's not that much more. We're talking a few pennies, folks, for apples. It's not like, oh, I can't afford organic. Can you afford to be sick? No. That concludes another episode of Chew On This. For more items that cause early menopause, you can go to prevention.com. We are your dynamic duo of due diligence here to help you digest the latest headlines. Follow Kim on Twitter at Healthy Bitch, and for my daily tweets at Dr. David Friedman. Don't forget, all of our segments are podcasts on toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay well and stay tuned.